This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Friday, May 24th. While the cattle market continues to try and digest China's trade situation on Thursday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
What a day today was. We saw volatility across the board, and the ag markets, the livestock and grains markets were not spared. Every day this goes on, and every day we've got a problem with China or some sort of trade war, quote unquote, with China, we run the risk of losing that customer coming back to us, right? Because China's going elsewhere for whatever they need. And every day that they're shopping elsewhere gives that new purveyor of goods a chance to lock them down as a long-term customer. And I think that's what the equity markets told us here today. So keep that in mind. Is the customer going to come back, and that customer being China? That's something that I think the equity markets finally woke up to. So each day that this goes on, it makes it more difficult for us to get 100% of it back. We'll get a lot of it back, but we're not going to get 100% of it back.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 2.5 at 469 and a quarter. July corn was down 4.75 at 390 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day up 5, ranging from 575 to 605. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May was down 7, ranging from 595 and a quarter to 605 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were down 14.5, ranging from 619 and a quarter to 634 and a quarter. And live cattle for June was up 15 cents at 110.75 and a half. May feeder cattle was also up 15 cents at 135.57 and a half. And May Class 3 milk was up a nickel at 16.38.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.